The Lord be with you. Did you see that moon last night? Wow. I mean, about 2 a.m., moonlight comes into our window, and I just had to get up and go outside and look at it, and there it was. I was moonstruck. I was mesmerized. And you know, they say that the moon will be full for the next 3 nights if you want to go out and look at it. But last night, as I looked up at the moon, what came to mind were the words of the psalmist David in Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. That means that every day, every night, you look up, and the sky declares the power, the wisdom, the majesty of God. It's all there. I was in a meeting one night. It was a meeting of correctional officers, social workers, counselors, and there was a break in the meeting, and we all went outside for a few moments, and there was this gorgeous moon. And normally, talkative people did not say a word. We were stunned. We were silent before the beauty of that moon. And you know, God made humans to walk upright, so that we can look up and we can see the skies, we can see the glory of God broadcast 24/7, day and night. And I think about David as he wrote the psalm, maybe out watching his sheep on a moonlit Judean night. And I've read that with the naked eye that David could have seen anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 stars. When I was a boy, one night I went with my mom out into the cotton field to see my dad who was irrigating, and I remember looking up. I guess it was the first time that I looked up and I saw the Milky Way. And I remember asking my mom, what is it? What is it that we're looking at? And that's our one hometown Milky Way galaxy. And scientists tell us that our one galaxy contains 2 to 3 billion stars. That's stars like our sun. And that the Milky Way galaxy stretches 100,000 light years across. But the Hubble telescope today shows us things that the psalmist David couldn't see. Hubble telescope reveals about 50 billion, that's billion with a B, it reveals about 50 billion other galaxies like our Milky Way. And each one of those galaxies has about 2 to 4 billion stars. And the largest star they have discovered so far is Betelgeuse in the constellation Orion. And the star Betelgeuse is 500 times the size of our sun. And can you imagine watching Betelgeuse come up every morning? And then they tell us that there is a cluster of galaxies known as Abel 2029. And in Abel 2029, there is a galaxy that is 60 times the size of our Milky Way galaxy, and that one galaxy has over 1 trillion stars. Surely the psalmist is right. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Now, there was another night that David was out under the stars. Maybe David is running from Saul, camped out in the field. Maybe he's watching his sheep. But David writes Psalm 8, in which he prays, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor." For a moment last night, as I looked up at the moon, I wondered, well, what am I in the midst of this incredible universe? But then I remembered that it is you and me that God loves. God delights in his stars and galaxies, but we are the ones that God loves. I like what St. Augustine said, that God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. And so I look up at the night sky or the blazing sun coming up in the morning, and I think, you know, that all of that is really, it's like chrome on a car. Do you remember chrome on a car? I mean, it was beautiful to look at, but it wasn't what the car was about. It was decoration. And all the galaxies and stars that God has made, God put them there for decoration, to fill our lives with beauty and wonder and amazement. I mean, they are God's window dressing, because God's real concern, God's real business is what he is making of you and me. In the book of Job, chapter 26, it says that God stretches out the stars and he hangs the earth on nothing, and that he covers the face of the moon. And then in verse 14 of Job 26, it sums it all up, saying that these are indeed but the outer fringe of God's work. In other words, you haven't seen anything yet that even the stars and galaxies cannot reveal all the greatness of God. God's greatness, says the psalmist, God's greatness is unsearchable. And one day it will be revealed, the wonder, the beauty of what God is creating in you and me. I mean, if we marvel at God's creation, just wait until God finishes his new creation in us. We will see then, as a psalmist sees, that God has made us a little lower than God and crowned us with glory and honor. I plan again to go out and look and wonder at the moon and to be amazed and to wonder, and I will be singing this song. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter. Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.